We are in Simin Kuf Mem Aleph in Kriyas HaTorah. We are up to Sif Dalid, and we'll be doing from Dalid through Ches. Im Shatz Rotzel Avarech Liatzmo V'Likrotz. When the Balkore gets an Aliyah, Tzorech Sheyamud Acher Etzlo. There should be another person next to him. Shekeshem Shenit Netorah Yidei Sirsur, the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu was a sarsur. In other words, he was a middleman. Kach onu tzrichem linog by the sarsur. We also have a middleman. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down here just the roles of the different people standing, and he says the skan, meaning the gabai who gives out the aliyas, he is representing kivayochol Hashem, the nosan haTorah. He's the one deciding who comes, who gets it. The Balkore takes the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ola takes the place of Klal Yisrael. So you have Kvayochol, someone representing Ki'ilu, the Nosan HaTorah. Then we have Moshe Rabbeinu, and then we have Klal Yisrael. He also brings in a Sechta Sofrim that the three are Keneged, the Shloshas Avos, the Shlosha Avos. Now, as a result of this, the Mishnah Berurah says, since Gabai is really representing Hashem, the Gabai should be a respectable person, a Bal Maisim Tovim, where no one should really have the feeling that he's doing this because he enjoys it. He's doing it L'Shem Shemayim. When he makes a mistake or people feel he was wrong in the way he decided to whom to give an aliyah to, they should be Damim L'Kav Schus, he's taking the place of the Shechina, and he himself, he should be from the Nelovim Veinim Olvim. He should be ready to take all the insults, all the criticism, and just know that he's going to get schar for it, not to make a fight over it, swallow it, certainly never walk away in the middle and say, I quit, because all of that is a zilzul to the Torah. So he should recognize his responsibility of showing kavod haTorah and showing kavod for the maimed of Kabbalah's haTorah that is taking place in Leining, especially because he, the Gabai, is representing the Shechina that came to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Sivhei, ein atzibur rashon lanos amen at shetichle bracha mepi haKorei. The tzibur cannot answer amen until the bracha is finished from the korei, meaning that the ole finished his bracha, only then do you say amen. Vein haKorei rashoi likros b'Torah at sheyichle amen mipnei atzibur. The Balkore cannot start until the entire tzibur finishes saying amen, which means, what happens if you have someone that says a very long amen? The Balkore should wait for him. Otherwise, he's going to end up laning when people are hearing the amen, and also this person too has to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So he should wait until everybody is listening. The Mishnah Berurah mentions the Minhag Yisrael that the Balkore begins by saying amen loud and takes longer than everybody else. This way he's getting everybody else's attention so that they're going to be listening to the Kriya. But he should be mafsik between the amen and the Kriya so that no one should think that just because the amen is said with the nigun of Kriyas HaTorah that it's actually part of the Kriya. Sivvav. Yecholim, Meikar Adin, that is, Likros Bezachim Zachar Zeh, to call up two brothers one after another, Vaben Acharav, a son after a father. Ve'ein Manichim, the truth is that the only reason why we don't do this, Ella, is only Bishvil Ayin Hara, because we're afraid of Ayin Hara. Which means, Alpidin, there's no Isser, it's not a lack of COVID, the issue is Ayin Hara. Says the Ramava, filu im echad hu ashviv, echad hu amavtalik, hu asheni b'shmo, mishumayin hara. Even if you have, say, one brother or the father being shvi, and the other one is maftir, you can't do that, even though you have kaddish in between. There too we're afraid of ayin hara, except for a place where the maftir is not called up by name. But the Mishnah Berurah says, in a place where the maftir is called up by name, if you want to get around this inyan by not using his name, you couldn't. That would not work. It's only in a place where you never call up his name. Now, this halacha applies so long as the laning is from the same Sefer Torah. Whereas if maftir is from a different Sefer Torah, say the Arba Parshias, Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, Yontif certainly, in all of these cases, the Shvi and the Achron, because they're in different Sefer Torah, or the Chamishi and the maftir, because they're from different Sefer Torah, are allowed to be brothers, they are allowed to be father and son. One other case is the case of a bar mitzvah boy and his father. which is not uncommon in the case where the bar mitzvah boy is a Kohen or a Levi. So that, altogether for the family, all you can have is Kohen or Levi, and then Achron, and then Maftir. And you have you want to give that to the family, so you may find that whether it's his brother or his father, you want to give Achron to, and you want to give, and then the boy gets Maftir. So the halacha there is, if it's in the same Sefer Torah, it's Aser. If it's in a different Sefer Torah, it's Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah has one other heter, and that is if the bar mitzvah boy is not yet bar mitzvah. If you're giving someone maftir before his bar mitzvah, then we are not afraid of ayin hara. So if he's getting maftir the week before his bar mitzvah, his father can get achron. With regard to a grandfather, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down that one should be zoyer from that also, not to give a grandfather and a grandson. Again, unless under these circumstances where either he's a katan, you're laning maftir from a different Sefer Torah. Siv Zayin. Ha'ola l'migdol, the one who goes up for his aliyah. Ola b'pesach shehilo b'derech tzara mimakomo. He goes up to through the shortest side. In other words, if you're talking about a bima that is in the middle of the shul and a person happens to be sitting near the left side of the bima, he should go get his aliyah from the left side of the bima. If he's closer to the right, he should go up to the right. The yered mi'amigdol b'derech acher shehilo b'derech arucha ad makomo. And then you go down in the opposite side. Why the opposite side? So it says here that that's the longer one. And what we want to do is we want to go up with the shorter one and go down with the longer one to show that you're not trying to run away from it. Also, you go up the shorter one because of Kavod HaTzibur. The people shouldn't have to wait. Whereas in going down, there is the inyan, and they bring the pasuk in Yecheskel, Lo Yoshuv Derech Hashara Shebabo, that you always have to leave from the Beis HaMikdash from a different shar than the one you came into. So that here too, if you came up through the side that's closer to you, you would have to go down at the other side. When you're given an aliyah, you should walk up promptly. Don't take your time because of Kavod HaTzibur and Kavod of the Sefer Torah at the same time. Says the Ramah, V'lo yered ad she'ola kfar haroy likros achrav. You don't go down, you don't leave from your aliyah until the one that has the next aliyah comes up. This is because of kavod of Sefer Torah, you don't leave it alone. You don't leave until the other one has come. The Mishnah Berurah says that you're supposed to wait there until he actually makes a bracha. And only then do you leave. And the Medaktikim are afraid that while they're walking, they're going to miss part of the next aliyah. Therefore, the minag is to wait not only for the next person's bracha, but we wait it out for the next person's entire aliyah. Sifches. Kol teva shukri uchsiv. Halacha l'moshe misinai shtei nechteves kamo shibetorah v'nikres b'inyan acher. Any word that we have a Masorah that is a kri and a ksiv, it is to be written one way and laned a different way. The halacha is, it's halacha l'moshe misinai, and you have to make sure to do absolutely that. Umaisa be'echot shakara kamoshi ksuva b'fnei gdoli ador. There was one that laned it the way it was written in front of the gdoli ador, who were they? Harabonim, Rabbi Yitzchak Avuhav, Rav Avram Valansi, Rav Shmuel Valansi b'no, v'hisrubo, and they warned him, sheyikra kafi ha-mesorah, that he should lane like the mesorah, v'lo rotza, and he refused. V'niduhu v'horidu me'ateva, and they made him leave. In other words, you've got to make sure to keep to the mesorah and not just the way things are written. The Mishnah Berurah also says this is not called a kriya al-peh. Looking at the words that are written the way they are written and laning it the way we're told to lane it is not called al-peh, that is considered laning it from the ksav because of the halacha l'moshe misinai.